This is your AFN Rota Daily Newscast.
I'm Petty Officer Hutch Johnson. A U.S. Coast Guard fast response cutter seized more than $30 million worth of heroin and methamphetamine from a fishing vessel transiting the Gulf of Oman on May 8th. Operating in support of Combined Task Force CTF-150, the U.S. Coast Guard cutter Glenn Harris seized 580 kilograms of methamphetamine and 35 kilograms of heroin from a vessel transiting international waters. CTF-150 is one of four task forces that form the world's largest multinational, naval partnerships, and combined maritime forces. Naval forces supporting CTF-150 have seized illegal drugs worth a combined estimated U.S. street value of nearly $200 million in 2023 alone. Glenn Harris arrived in the Middle East last year and operates from the U.S. Navy base in Bahrain, where CMF is headquartered with U.S. Naval Forces Central Command and U.S. 5th Fleet. The fast response cutter is part of a contingent of U.S. Coast Guard ships forward deployed to the region under Patrol Forces Southwest Asia and deploys Coast Guard personnel and ships alongside U.S. and regional naval forces throughout the Middle East. The dedication and expertise of Glenn Harris's leadership and crew embody our commitment to interdict and remove illicit narcotics from the sea, denying Maliban actors an ability to destabilize the region, said Captain Eric A. Helgen, Patrol Forces Southwest Asia Commander. I could not be more proud of our fast response cutter crews, he said. Currently led by the United Kingdom, CTF-150 conducts maritime security and counterterrorism operations in the Gulf of Oman and Indian Ocean to disrupt criminal and terrorist organizations and their related illicit activities, including the movement of personnel, weapons, narcotics, and charcoal. These efforts help ensure legitimate commercial shipping transits and a region free from non-state threats. Reporting from Naval Station Rota, I'm Petty Officer Hutch Johnson.